Gastrex capsules. How many take Gastrex? Yeah. Gastrex is great. Now, here's what I do with my patients. Well, when should I take this? Every time. But she must take more of it because some of it's going to be used in her own system. So at least double the dose, maybe three times. That's been our experience. We nursed everybody. In fact, I'm still nursing myself, and that's how I get my own. The question is, when the mother says, I always ask the new mother, I put it this way, you are, of course, breastfeeding. Well, should I? If they're on formula, who told them to do that? The real doctor. The real doctor told them to do this. And so you know the pressure this puts on them, and we don't want to say to them, like, well, that's really stupid. Why are you doing that? Even though we may be thinking that. I will always ask them, why are you not breastfeeding? Well, I have whatever the reason is, and we'll just try to work through it. And then I'll simply say, you do know, of course, that formula can never match what you produce, because what you produce is exactly tailored for your baby, and nobody can reproduce that. There's not another human on the planet who can make what your baby needs like you. Oh, now they don't know that. That's not a concept that's in there. That often does the trick. Well, they told me this was just as good. They're lying to you. At that point, I draw the line. They're lying to you, and they know they're lying to you, so what does that tell you? And then we just have to work through it. Now, if there's a breast issue where they can't, then okay. Yes?
The formula itself is so toxic that I feel like I need to let people know that, even if they
have to use it. Yeah, her point is the formula itself is so toxic. There are some toxic levels of synthetic things in there. You know, you do what you have to do. You know, there are times when you're going to feel like, I'm sorry, I have to tell you this.
Well, with goat milk, you have to watch out for the lacking like B12 and folic acid.
Right. In goat milk, it has its own deficiencies because goats aren't people. So goats don't have the same requirement for B12 and folic acid, so you'll need to be concerned with that. You could grind up folic acid B12 and try to get it in and do it that way. So we have the options to make up for those deficiencies. Again, nothing matches mama, but if mama's in trouble, then we may have to do it. Donna?
I do have a goat's milk baby formula recipe at the office, and it compares it to mother's milk. And yes, I do add things to it. So if anybody wants it, they can just call me.
Okay, for the record, call Donna. In fact, Donna, I would like to have that if you get that to me. She has a goat milk recipe that does a comparison and shows where the deficiencies are and how to supplement to do that. So get that from Donna, the goat milk queen.
That brings up the question, would any of these products be contraindicated for a pregnant or lactating woman?
The question is, would any of these products be contraindicated for the pregnant or lactating woman? In general, in my experience, no, with a few caveats. Be careful with the synthetics, which would be niacinamide, B6, or B6 niacinamide. That just because they are high concentrates of a synthetic. Short of those, the only issue then, there would be none in general, but there would be specifics according to where the mother is. Maybe she can't tolerate the hydrochloric acid. Maybe she doesn't need Orchex or those things that might deal directly with the endocrine system. That would typically be the cytosol extracts, Orchex, Hypothalamax. She will be more sensitive to those changes, but that's going to be on a case basis. I have many who do quite nicely doing that throughout the period. So as a blanket statement, no, other than the synthetic containing products, but every case may be different. So usually not an issue at all, unless she demonstrates a sensitivity.
Yeah, we have used cow's milk, because sometimes you only get raw cow's milk, and we've cut it with water and some pure maple syrup.
It's talked about cutting cow's milk raw if you can't get goat's milk, and adding a little maple syrup or other things. That could work. It's, you know, comparatively, it's less good, but can work effectively.
And it's the first 3 months.
In the first 3 months. How long should you breastfeed while we're on the subject?
As long as the baby wants to feed.
Yeah, here's how you know when to quit. What?
When they bite.
Yeah, that's it. Here's how I knew, with all of our kids, here's how I knew when Christopher had had his last breast. Now, this is exactly what I heard. I'm in the other room, she's in breastfeeding, and I heard, stop that! and I knew it was over. She comes out going, "That's it, Chris. Yeah, buddy, it's cheeseburgers for you, Val." It's kind of like in the natural system of things, teeth marks tell you it's time. Isn't it just logical that once we have the apparatus to eat solid food, it's time to quit? And up to then, is there like any real puzzle here? And in every other society, women, I mean, there was no question. And in fact, in most primitive, uneducated, poor, but will surely outlive us societies, the kids just quit. There's a point where they just, okay, I'm done. Some pizza. Pizza, please. That's, you know. Yes?
You go along with Thurston and Nutrition for Tots to Teens, where the children have enzymes. First, they're born and they're preparing and then vegetarians. And when they get to be about 4 or 5, they become eaters.
Well, I think so. The question is, there are some theories about the status of enzymes in the developing child, and that changes and their desires will change. Certainly that makes sense, and if we just stay out of the way, they'll do that. We don't need to force much of anything on them. They'll just naturally gravitate to what they need. That's been my experience with my own kids, and they've been very different. So I wouldn't agree that there's a necessarily set pattern, but there is a pattern for that child, and they were quite different amongst the different children. The smart ones ate right, and the dumb ones ate wrong. Tooth decay as a result of breastfeeding too long? Not unless Pepsi was coming out. that is to me, and I don't take this wrong, that to me is even a silly concept. Unless it's a very, very sick mother, and she should not be breastfeeding, but that means somebody failed to take care of her. But in the normal case, nah, that's silly.
Actually, we do see that, Dr. Dobbins, but it's mostly a case of babies that are sleeping with mothers at night, and mothers are using breast milk as pacifiers at night, so that there's constantly breast milk in the mouth. You can get breast milk caries, dental caries.
All right, but that then is not the norm. And my point is, in the normal situation, so here is something that isn't right, they shouldn't be doing. So good, thank you for that. So using it as the pacifier nipple all night, that's different. But that, again, is not the normal feeding issue. And that would be because of the polysaccharides that are in there, some of the acids that are in there. They're not supposed to be there all the time. All right? I'm taking no more questions now. We're going to move on. I'm only halfway through. Would you shut up, please?
Quit trying to learn.
Yeah, what is this learning stuff? Gee, I'm just trying to get through products, all right? Gastrex capsules. How many take Gastrex? Yeah. Gastrex is great. Now, here's what I do with my patients. Well, when should I take this? Every time that you would normally have grabbed for Tums or Rolaids, don't. Take 2 to 4 of these. Here's the difference. It's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes because the capsule has to open up. But when it does, then it's just like that Pepto-Bismol commercial. You can sort of feel it coating. Now, Gastrex contains okra powder. Again, okra needs to go somewhere, just not on my plate, so in the capsule is fine. Oh, snot vegetable.
Not if you cook it.
If you cook it right, she says. Calcium bentonite. Now, we know that that will adsorb. That's in Cholacol too. So this is mucilaginous. We know that the okra powder is going to help cause adherence of whatever else is in there to the lining of the gut. And one of the things it's going to adhere will be bentonite, which will then adsorb toxins. Tillandsia, the chlorophyll E-containing tillandsia or Spanish moss, that does help heal the tissue. Desiccated stomach. Now, what was he after there? Intrinsic factors, other secretions. And he would have said, well, I don't know for sure, but I do know there are properties and factors in those cells that promote healing and increase normal activity of the stomach. Desiccated duodenum, the same thing. Again, Lee was always less concerned with what. I have this vision of him slapping people who would say, well, why? Will you shut up? We got to figure out what food, not why. Let's get the foods and get these people fed. Desiccated brain, so that your stomach can be smarter. Now, we know what he was after there, acetylcholinesterase precursors for a spastic musculature. So he was doing a number of things at the same time. Liver powder to provide nutrients. Anise powder. That's what you smell and taste. That's the licorice-like thing, the anise powder. But if you look up anise, it is known historically to be a gastrointestinal healer. That was interesting. Aren't we lucky that the planet worked out the way it did? Just lucky us. That the thing which helps promote healing of the gastrointestinal tract tastes good, and therefore we will want to eat it. What? Just bonus.
Yeah.
Choline. Wheat germ. You didn't know all this was in Gastrex, did you? You thought it was ground up Tums. Disodium phosphate. A gentle laxative, small amount. And pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Okay? The active form of B6, a natural antidiuretic in its own right. Niacinamide, to increase blood flow. I like to show this to patients and I say, so you can do like Tums, or why don't you do something real? This will put out the fire, but it also dramatically enhances normalizing the activity and will help bring about healing. Now, this is not the dominant healing product, although it certainly will go a long way toward doing that. So ulcers, gastritis, hyperchlorhydria, we don't see a whole lot of those. It's usually the other problem. Heartburn. Now again, remember, the patient complains of heartburn. What is the real issue very often? Lack of hydrochloric acid. They need Zypan. But again, the problem is telling them, I need to give you acid. They don't understand. But to put the fire out, Gastrex. Sour stomach, really a modification of that. Colitis. And I really tell them, sort of take as indicated. I tell them, when you're going to take it, take 2 at a time, maybe 3 for a larger individual, and take as needed. When you need it, take it, because if they don't, they're going to grab Tums or Rolaids.
How about IBS?
Irritable bowel syndrome for the symptoms, yes, and we need to add where we're going, which is okra, pepsin, E3, and pituitrophin. So for IBS or Crohn's or any of the other bowel symptoms, this is part of that whole protocol, but it'll be directed based on the symptoms, and the patient can more or less regulate that part. Where we're going now is the rest of that protocol.